my name is Sophia.
And I'm Majwa, and we're the host of
Hungry and Horny. In this podcast, we will be sharing our experiences on food,
sex, and everything else in between.
Are you hungry
or are you horny?
Beautiful people.
What's up?
We are back. Ew.
I miss you folks. I really did miss you guys. It has been
a minute.
Like, how long has it been? Oh my God.
It's been a long time. Well, as usual, it's your girl, Efua.
And this is Ajua.
And we're bringing you.
So, I like, we've been out of touch. Like, what?
We have been out of touch.
Okay, you go.
And you're listening to
Hungry and Horny.
Oh, man. So much has happened in our lives, actually.
I mean, Do you want to update us, please?
It's so much has happened. You know, we've been working. We've been trying to, you know, take over the world and shit.
Okay, so as I see, you're winning this year. Like, what?
Starting new.
Oh, my God. You work it, girl. Okay.
Anyways, okay. So today's episode is going to be actually around relationships.
Yes.
But then our focus is going to be mainly on how good sex can stretch out a bad relationship for a very, very long time.
Yes.
And trust me, if our relationships are any indication, that shit is true.
Yeah, it is true. Oh my God. I can't, like, okay. So now that I look back at it, it seems like all my relationships, that's how it started. Because I mean,
it's on the dick. You've been stigmatized.
How did I move here? Like, I moved to Toronto because I was stigmatized.
Fine.
Yes. Today's the day of admission.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yes, I mean, it was one of the deciding factors because I mean, it was good. Like, it was really good. And the connection that, you know, like, we had, it was just, it intensified it. Mm. So therefore, I packed my shit and left.
So, no, you know what? That's really interesting because now that I think about it, I think about, like, even my past relationship where literally it was the reason, like, the only thing that was holding us together was the sex. And remember, I even told you that. I wanted to figure out if, like, if we took sex out of the equation, like, do we still have something?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, like, after taking sex away, I'm just like, oh, shit.
There's
we don't have anything. We can't talk. We can't do all of that stuff. So, no, like, good sex. Like, when you're getting good sex, you're getting good head.
And good other things.
Trust me.
You can't stretch a bad relationship.
Yeah.
I remember, like, one of my exes, like, we... Okay, so when we started, shit was good, okay? I'm telling you, my guy picked me up and put me on the wall. Mm. Like
woo! Wait, hold on. What do you mean, like, on the wall? Like, is it the one that, like, you know, you're... You know, pressed against the wall. I'm like demonstrating. You're like pressed against the wall. One of your legs is up, and or like, you know, you're lifted up.
So I'm lifted up, pressed against the wall.
Like boom, boom, boom.
Bam, wham. Thank you, bam.
Oh wow.
It was good. It was really good.
Did you miss it?
Not him, but I missed that. But yeah, like, we stayed in the relationship for a long time, and I thought that, you know, this is what, you know, I thought the relationship was good. But after, like, all that honeymoon phase wore out, and it was left with us and talking and getting to know each other and actually, like, figuring each other out, we didn't like each other as much as I thought, you know, like, it was just... Sometimes I think about some of the things that he does and I'm like, are you okay? Like, even when I speak, do you understand me kind of thing? I was, one time I even got high and I told him that, listen, so I feel that you don't, like, you know how I like for people to, like, you know, tickle my brain and lick it and stuff like that. But I told him that I feel that you're not tickling my brain enough. Like, it's not happening. And this was even after we had sex. So, like, once you take that out, there really isn't anything going on.
Wow. No, you know, that's very interesting, though, that, like, the whole progression of sex and, like, just how we use sex as an excuse to stay in, like, you know, bad relationships. And I remember, like, this was years ago, and I was telling folks that, like, you know, a lot of times, even when it comes to, like, abusive relationships and unhealthy relationships, there are people that stay mainly because of the sex. And, you know, I think what we also fail to understand and recognize is, and I don't want to sound preachy or anything like that, but is the connection that sex brings, right? Like, it's like, yo, you're connected to this person. Like, my very first, like, like serious relationship. We had amazing sex. Like, it was, oh my god, like amazing sex. Honestly, guys, I am so horny. It's like, anyways, that's TMI. That right now. I don't think so because it's real. Like,
it's hungry, you know, and horny. Okay.
Like, we had really great sex, and it was kind of like, you know, you get out of that relationship and then you look back and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? But you're like, yo, but we had really good sex. And I think, you know, it's interesting for me now because I'm practicing celibacy. I'm practicing celibacy, and as I kind of like go through the process of like redefining what the kind of relationship that I want and like the good aspect of relationships, it's like also really imperative to talk about like the sex part, because for a lot of people, like, sex plays such a major role in like relationships. It's not like sex is just the icing on the cake, if that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? It's not the cake itself. But then, you know, there's some people that like their cake plain and some people that like their cake with a little pizzazz and like, you know, icing on top and all that shit. I mean, this is a really bad analogy.
No, but I feel like once you have like a solid foundation, then your relationship can stand through the test of time. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be about the sex. Yes, the sex is great, but it's an addition onto the connection that you people build.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be like the reason why you enter into a relationship with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it should be an added something. But hey, what do I know? I mean, this time I'm trying to do it a little bit different. But so far it's going.
No, but you know, I mean, I think even it's important to even like look back on our relationships and look at all the like the trends, right? So like my very first serious relationship, we started with sex first and then figured out everything else. With the other relationship, it was sex first and then figured out everything else after. Like, you know what I mean? So I think it's also dependent on the kind of foundation that you build, like you said, you're able to, like, when sex comes in the mix, it's kind of like, oh my god. But then, bitch, what if, like, yo, like, yeah, you have everything else and then sex is not banging?
Now that's when you refer to a previous episode, okay? You leave or you stay, it's up to you.
No, but so people stay in bad relationships because of good sex. Do people leave good relationships because of bad sex?
Yes.
Would you leave a good relationship because of bad sex?
Look, like, okay, like you, I was saying, like, okay, once you have a good foundation, that, I mean, sex is just added onto it, right? I feel like, I'm going back on my word, but I feel like sex can be thought.
I mean, we had this whole conversation
in one of our podcasts. But like, I feel like sex can be taught to somebody, you know? And also, you can also introduce like toys and stuff like that. I mean, while it doesn't make up for the, but it's still something, you know? Plus, no, it's not. It's not right. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
No, seriously.
That's a hard question.
Like, no, like, in all honesty though, like, in my celibacy, I'm like, it's kind of like one of the questions that I always ask myself. I'm like, yo, there's so much chemistry with this person. What if we have really bad sex? Like,
but what constitutes as bad sex?
That's a good question. What constitutes? So maybe it's more about preference than it being bad. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think, you know, there might be something that, like, when I'm being intimate or sexual with someone, that they might do that I'll be like, oh. And then there might be some things that I'll just be like,
so
okay.
So then if that's the situation, then you tell them not to do it again.
So that's what I'm saying. That, like, then, okay, so if that's the case, what is good sex and what is bad sex?
Okay, I feel like good sex, it's like when the connection is there and he kind of does everything without you telling him. Like, you feel like he does things to you and he arouses your brain and arouses your body and touches you in a way that, you know, makes you feel like, damn. And then bad sex is just when you lay there like a loaf of bread and nothing happens.
Do you find that, like, guys that are always talking about how good they are in bed are actually bad in bed?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, and mind you, all of my relationships, they didn't start out as knowing what to do. It's a process of learning and unlearning. Because, I mean, we communicate as to what I want, and if I don't want it, you're not doing it again. It's as simple as that.
No, like, it's real, man, because honestly, I've been just thinking about it all, and I'm just like, you know, part, and again, like, going back to, like, my personal previous relationships where it was really heavy on sex. Like, yo, we'll have sex like 3-4 times a week. Like,
but
we'll
meet up. We were younger, you know?
Like, bitch, we're still young.
Listen, bitch. But it's also when we're younger, because I mean, at that point, we're still trying to figure ourselves out, and we didn't know what, like, the whole idea of being in a relationship is supposed to be like, or being in a good relationship was supposed to be like. We just were in relationships. Yeah, it's because that's what we're supposed to do, and we just did it. And, like, I think we've talked about this before, where we were in relationships and we did stuff because this is what our partners expected of us. You know, like, we lived up to the expectations of what the wife is supposed to be like.
Yeah, you know? But we weren't even wives, though.
We weren't wives, but we're still doing it, and we made sure that we did a whole bunch of shit. You know what I mean? Like, damn. I mean,
yeah, no, that's really interesting. So then I think let's segue back into kind of like relationships, and what does a good relationship look like for you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, sex aside and everything. And bitches, I mean, not bitches. Hungry and horners. No, that's not a good thing.
Hungry or horners?
I know, I feel like I have to find it. We have to find a name.
Hungers?
Hungers. No. I have to find a name for y'all. But
we'll get back
squad. But squad. Squad. Ajua has been celibate now for like about, what, 3 months?
It's been a little over 3 months, yeah.
Listen, this is the longest this bitch has gone without sex, yeah, after she was born.
After I was born.
Yeah, after, you know, your sexual... came out.
And actually, that is a lie. I've gone a whole year without sex.
Yeah, but you weren't in a relationship. Wait, actually, yeah, you... Wait, when was that?
I was in a relationship.
Yeah, so that doesn't count. Like, I mean, like, since your sex escapades, yeah, like, you know...
This is the longest I've ever been without sex. And so far, it has been a trying time. I can't tell you guys, you know, like, every time I see a man walking by the street, I'm like,
come here, come here.
I'm like a thirsty ass dog. Like, I'm salivating all over.
Oh my God. No, seriously. No, yeah. So I just wanted to mention that. But what constitutes, like, what makes a good relationship for you?
I haven't actually thought about that. But to me, I think I've said this over and over again, like, you have to spark my brain, because, you know, we have a good conversation.
Man, I want to rub on
it. I don't mean to casa for whatever reason. I just want no crowd will be sad.
Yeah, so a good relationship.
So yeah, to me, a good relationship. What? To me, a good relationship will be like, you know, just somebody who licks my brain. That sounds wrong.
Somebody that licks your brain.
Somebody who licks my brain. Oh. We also have that good conversation and a good connection. You treat me with mutual respect.
Okay.
Like, it has to be, you just treat me like a normal human being, and you take my feelings into consideration and stuff like that. What else? I don't know. I just never really thought about what constitutes a good relationship for me. I just know that I wanted one. But I also, like, at this point, I'm also very comfortable with
being single
and being in my own space. So, like, it's just something that never crossed my mind, but it's just like, I want one. You know, probably because everybody has one. So I want to have sex. So, like, yeah.
No, that's
but
a good
I'll think
one.
About it. I'll you think should. About it.
Yeah. You should. So for me, not that you asked or cared, but I would answer anyways. So for me, what constitutes a good relationship? I think, so for me, one of the things that is really important is communication. I think a good relationship includes communication, like open communication and conversations about all the different things that matter. So like currently, I mean, I've mentioned this on the podcast several times, I'm celibate. I've been celibate for almost 2 years now. And I mean, it hasn't been like a clean, like no orgasm celibacy. Nah, I get my own.
Bet you know.
Why are you upset? Yeah, but then also, it's always been a very interesting conversation when I have with people that, like, when I meet someone for the first time, and we're getting to know each other, and I let them know, like, right off the bat, they're like, listen, I'm not trying to have sex right now. I've been celibate for this amount of time, da 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 da. And there was a guy that I was speaking to, and he was like, yeah, so you know that if we start dating, like, you know, we're gonna have sex, right? And I was like, nigga, what the fuck do you think you are? Like, do you think I've been holding out because, like...
Wait, was he cute though?
He was alright. He's like, yeah, so you know that, like, you know, when, if we date, you know, like, we'd have to have sex. And I'm like, no. And so, like, for me, because it's like I've been holding out, and like the main reason why I actually decided to be celibate was because I wanted to make sure that my relationships were not solely like based on sex. And also
there has to be more to it,
like, you know,
after we finish having sex, we shouldn't feel
guilty
and stuff. We should feel
elated.
Oh my god, I think about the same English.
We are. I should feel elated.
And
I should feel like peace.
Excited.
I should feel loved. Like, you know, and it's kind of like, no, you know. So I think for me, like, a good relationship, yes, sex is great and sex, you know, adds to it, but I think it's more than that. I think it's more around the communication, the intimacy, the, like, the connection that you two have, right? Because I was actually listening to something today on Instagram where we were talking about attraction and connection, that, like, when you're attracted to someone, it's fleeting, it doesn't last. Mm-hmm. Connection is what keeps you in a relationship, and that's what actually constitutes a good relationship. Because if you're focused so much on the attraction, like, the person that you fall in love today, or, like, you see outside, you're like, oh my god, damn, they're fine. They're not gonna look the same way, like, you know, unless they're Morris Chestnut, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna look the same. And even with all that attraction, if there's still no connection, it just doesn't work, you know? I want my relationships to be like, yo, drama free, fam. Like, it just,
like,
feels
we're both
good.
Adults,
you
we
know,
should be able to talk about stuff. You know what I mean? And less drama. Yes, we're going to be angry, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be like so much drama that you can't even communicate anymore.
But bitch, even when I say like drama free, like, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, really good friend of mine, and then we were talking about, like, you know, in a sense, kind of like when you get into a relationship or when you're in a relationship, like wanting the partner to be like their peace, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, that is so deep, and that's such a like big responsibility. And I was telling him that, like, yeah, you know, the thing about peace is that, like, it's something that is within you. Like, no one can come and bring you peace. Mm-hmm. So that person has to reflect that level of peace that you have within yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're some, and this goes for a lot of things, if you're someone that is full of negative energy and you're full of chaos, you're literally going to be reflecting that in your relationships. And yo, it just feels good when you're in a relationship with someone and it's just peaceful. Like, it's like calm. Like, you don't have to worry about other girls. You don't have to worry about no baby mama drama. You're just like, oh my goodness, like, this feels good. Even to the point where it's kind of scary a bit, because you're just like, wait.
It feels too good. What are you hiding in your closet?
Like, wait. Hold on.
You got some balls I need to know about?
Yeah, like, you know. So I think it's, communication is something that is very, very vital in relationships. And I mean, I don't think we talked about it before, but like the things that I personally look for in a relationship, or like in a man, in a partner, I would say, actually in a man. Me and my wife had jump records here. The law of attraction, right? And I know it sounds very like, oh my god. The law of attraction, Ajwa, is really, really real. So let me read out a list that I put together for the kind of man that I want.
Have we not?
So one of the things that I said is that he has to be super ambitious. Like, he has to be, like, you cannot be someone that is, like, comfortable in your mediocrity. Wow, English. In your mediocrity. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta be ambitious. You gotta be God-fearing. And, like, I think a lot of times when people talk about God-fearing, they think, okay, like, they have to be, like, religious. But I mean, like, no, you have to believe in something bigger than yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a level of reverence for that, and recognizing that that same level of reverence that you have for that higher power, mm-hmm, is something that is within you as well. Because, mm-hmm, let's be honest, like, God is a reflection of each and every one of us, right? The other thing is that I said is, like, he has to be loving, he has to be kind, he has to be respectful, like, he has to be caring. And I even put, like, the things that I don't want. I don't want a smoker.
Yeah.
I personally don't want a smoker.
That is gross.
I don't want an alcoholic. Like, you can have, like, casual drinks here and there. Why are you laughing?
I feel like that's a whole different problem on its own. It doesn't just, like,
I mean, true,
develop, but, like, upon meeting the person, but
no, but you can. I don't want someone that's an alcoholic. I don't want someone that's rude, mean. I don't want someone that's egotistical and arrogant. Like, that's not attractive to me. I think I mentioned that already, but that this is something that is very, very important, is that someone that is willing to unlearn, learn and relearn. Because I think that especially as people of color, we've been told so many times what a woman is supposed to be, what a man is supposed to be, what a relationship is supposed to look like, that a lot of times we don't recognize that, like, no, like, not even forget, like, times are changing, but, like, relationships should be, like, a mutual understanding between two people.
And it should be loving.
Right?
It should be loving.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with treating your partner with mutual respect. Like, treat me like a fellow human being. You go to work and you treat your fellow partners with respect, yet you come home and I have to get, like, the butt of your of your nastiness and all your anger and just because I said I loved you. That's not right, and it's not fair.
That's funny. No, that's facts though. No, that's real facts. I also said that I want someone that is spontaneous but disciplined. So it's,
oh my God, you want God.
That's not true. No, bitch, like, that's not true. I want someone that's spontaneous but disciplined. I want someone that, like, you know, is open to, like,
trying new things. That's a must.
Yes. But then someone that's also disciplined in the things that matter. So discipline in his finances, discipline in his health. Like, you have to have a level of discipline.
Yeah.
And granted, I mean, when it comes to the discipline part, I'm still working on my shit.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
She didn't say she was perfect. You know what I mean?
You know? And this is something that's actually very important to me, is that I don't want someone that undermines me and my work. I don't want someone that's kind of, like, condescending or, like, says, mm-hmm, oh, like, oh, you know, what do you think you do? You're feminist shit. Yo, that shit pisses me off, you know? So, no. I want someone that's self-aware. I want someone that treats me with respect. And I think this is kind of like the icing on the cake for me, is that I want a man that is healed or on the process of healing from their past trauma. I want someone that is very aware of their triggers, aware of their trauma, aware of the shit that they've been through and how that influences them and their relationships. Like, I, like, talk dirty to me and be like, baby, I went to therapy and, like, I got therapy for that shit. That's like music to my ear. Like, and let me tell you why I'm talking about the law of attraction, because literally as I kept thinking about this and all the different dates that I want, I have met, girl, over the past couple of, I'll say, like, over the span of, like, this year, maybe, like, the span of 3 months, I have met two men that, like, all that. So one embodies every single thing that I want. And then one embodies, like, let's say, like, 75% of everything that I want, with just a few unwanted habits. And I kind of had to start asking myself, like, why am I attracting this kind of man? And it's like, no, because I actually put down a list of what I wanted, and I set intentions towards that. And I think it's really important to do, especially when, you know, you're getting to the stage where you're open to getting into relationships. And it's like, we have to actually identify what we want, so that way, anything that comes that's contrary to that, mm-hmm, you're able to recognize, you know what I mean?
Anyway, That really is good. I mean, it's a good list, and it's you set the intention, like you said, you set the intentions of what you wanted. So now, do you feel like you've gotten what you wanted?
Bitch, I'm still single. What the fuck you talking about? Okay.
That's something for another time. But then one of the important things that I feel like I need to add is also transparency. You know what I mean? Like, we are not kids. This is not the time for games. Like, you set your intentions as to what you want. I know what I want, but do not come to me and start playing games and start treating me as if like me, Jimmy. Like, if you just want to have sex, communicate
that. That's
what
I'm saying. Like, yo, people if are you gone. Want,
if you want something more, then tell me. If it's if it matches with what you want, then yeah, we could do it. If it doesn't, okay, there are plenty of other women that want the same things that you do, you know? Like, do not play games with me. And I feel like that's so disrespectful. Disrespectful when people do that.
Yeah. No, you're right. And, you know, it's very interesting, like, even talking about kind of, like, the intentions and the things that you want in relationships. Like, to be quite honest with you, with both of my very serious relationships, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. Yeah. Like, I knew there were signs. Yeah. There was, like, yeah. Oh, my God, there were so many signs. And I'm just like, nah. And, like, literally, like, just making excuses for, you know, why this person treats me like that, why this person talks to me like that, and why this person treats me like shit. And then you recognize that, like, you know, yeah, the sex is great, but if at the end of it you're feeling like, oh my God, I just had the best sex, wow, I just had the best sex of my life, or I just had the greatest sex ever, but then it's kind of like, ugh, but then, you know,
you feel like there's something missing.
Like, there's not, it's not the same. It's really not the same. So I think instincts, like, really listening to your instincts and following your instincts. And like I said earlier, honestly, there's nothing more beautiful than being in a relationship and you don't have to, like, you don't feel threatened. You don't feel, like, you're not worried about, like, external factors, because you know and understand that, like, this person communicates with you, this person is transparent with you, this person respects you, and you're both on the same page. I think that's very, very, very important.
Yeah, and listen, gentlemen, I mean, if you're going to cheat, tell me.
So that I can cheat too.
So we can both cheat. I mean, at that point, we're not in a relationship anymore, but it's important that you tell me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, it's been real, and I think we wanted to come back and talk about, you know, really just touch base and talk about relationships. And I know we talk about sex a lot. Sex is great,
but it's not everything.
It's not everything, like, you know what I mean? And we wanted to really, like, add this part to it and recognize that in all of your quest for the best sex of your life, if you are on a quest of finding the best sex of your life, make sure that, like, and I think this is something that we talk about all the time, is that know who you are and know, like, know yourself and be in tune with yourself so much so that when something doesn't look like what you want it to be, you're able to identify it and, mm-hmm. like, walk away, you know? Yeah. So, girl, you want to talk about food and what you've been eating these days?
These days I have been eating a lot of carbs, but I've got to the point where I want to get back to veganism.
Cause, oh.
I
mean,
it is good. And also, like, I've been speaking with my therapist and he says to get back on it, the things that helped me, you know, while I was in the other province, so.
Nice. Do you want to talk a little bit about therapy and how that has helped you?
Yes. So I started getting therapy. I think about this has been my second session.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it has been good, because therapy helps you kind of, like, put words to something that you have been feeling but you can't really identify what it is.
Mm.
And also, like, it helps you, like, declutter.
Mm.
So, like, it's nice to have that somebody who's not going to judge you,
mm-hmm.
who's just there, whose job is to just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever they, like, after they're done listening to you, they have their two cents,
mm-hmm.
they add to it. And they also give you, like, homework where you go.
Your therapist gives you homework?
Yes.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
Like, you they give you homework and things that you're supposed to do. Like, they give you actions, that little steps that you're supposed to take into achieving your goal. Because, I mean, it's all about you going there, they don't want to, they don't want you to just leave there without, or just keep coming and not do anything to it.
Yeah.
So like you have to work on these things that you've been talking about, and these things that, you know, that you say that is troubling for you. You have to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has been the second session, but it's actually pretty good. Like, it's been good to me.
That's
good. I have been working on things. I have recognized what it is that I need to actually work on, because I mean, like I told you, I think we've had this conversation before, where I was feeling like I don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in this province for like 3 years now, and mm-hmm. so far getting back into my old groove was...
Yeah, she moved for dick, y'all.
I did.
For that good.
For that good dick. But it has been challenging. I mean, yes, I did move for dick, but don't get me wrong, I have grown.
Absolutely.
In a way that I never thought possible, you know, and it's just amazing. It's just been amazing. It has been a trying journey, I can tell you that, but so far, so good. I'm beginning to like it.
No, that's good. No, that's really good. And I mean, I urge a lot of, I think, you know, like you mentioned and we talked about, like, therapy is really good. I'm currently not taking therapy yet. When is it taking therapy? Do you take therapy or go to therapy? Anyways.
But at the end of the day, you're still going.
You're still going, right? No, but I think it's a really good thing. And being able to, I think, like, one of the main things is, like, being able to put your, like, having someone reflect those ideas and the things that goes through your mind back to you is very important. It's very vital. So I urge definitely everyone. It's something that I would definitely encourage everyone to do.
And they're also there to keep you accountable.
I know, absolutely. Know,
to, if you, they give you the steps to take, but also to, like, they would ask you about it when you come back the next time as to what, what actions have you taken to achieve your goals. And I think that's really amazing. Like, honestly, if you had suggested therapy to me like a few years ago or even a few months ago, I would be like, no.
Well, because I mean, in our community, it's not something that
it's
a lot of
something
people
that
talk,
we talk about,
right?
So. But it's good, and it also helps you, like, identify your trauma. So, like, it's something that you can work on to be a better version of yourself. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
To hear that. So yeah, I mean, when it comes to food, for me personally, I've been trying to be vegetarian, but apparently that's not gonna work out right.
So
now
she's gonna go back to eating meat, y'all.
So I'm gonna go back to eating meat for the next couple of months while I'm in Ghana.
No, I feel like all the people that are trying to be vegan out there, she did it wrong. Like, she hates vegetables. Like,
that is not true. I don't hate all vegetables. Like, just a couple of them.
Okay, you can't pick and choose, because there are some that taste absolutely gross.
Exactly.
But you have to teach yourself how to eat it.
But who wants to eat, like, you know, goo?
Who's goo?
Whatever the fuck some of these vegetables are, they're goo. They're disgusting. Goo. Nasty. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I have to go back to eating meat for a little bit, but it is also something that I do actually want to cut out eventually. So I'm going to do the process of elimination. I think that's what I'm going to do, because I didn't do that the first time. So I'm going to do the elimination and then introduce something new, and then eliminate and then introduce something new. I've done a really good job at actually eliminating dairy from my diet. So, like, now I don't have milk. I don't, like, you know what I mean?
No.
Sometimes I'll have cheese a little bit and then it will go through my stomach and then it's like,
oh. That's something I need to get back to work on, because I mean, I am actually really allergic to milk, but for whatever reason I just can't stop drinking it. Like, and it was also one of the things I talked to my therapist about. He's probably thinking that, oh my god, what is wrong with this bitch? Like, you you know, you,
you're like, just killing yourself. It's
right?
Like, hey, I'm not supposed to have this, but guess what?
I do.
I'm going to do it. No, like, honestly, why I'm talking like that.
Why are you talking
like
that?
I don't know. But anyways, folks, I hope you actually enjoyed today's session, because this was something that we've been talking about for a long time. We promise we're going to keep being consistent. We had to take a mental, like, literally,
mental
actually
break.
A mental break.
Okay. I mean, believe it or not, this is, we love bringing this podcast to you guys. However, it's still a lot of work.
Like, yeah.
There is a lot of things that goes on into it, like the editing and stuff like that. And we also have like our lives.
We have to and do relationships we're trying to maintain.
Exactly. Well,
and build.
Something like that. But but yeah, it's a lot. But we try our possible best to bring you guys this amazing podcast every time we get the chance.
So I think this is what we're going to do now. Hungry and Horny is going to be a monthly podcast.
Absolutely not. Oh, I refuse. No.
All right, fine, whatever. But anyways, tell us some of your relationship experiences. What are some of the things that you have learned from your relationships?
Do you believe that a good sex can stretch a bad relationship for a long period of time?
Absolutely.
Well, these are things that we want to hear from you. Guys.
Absolutely.
Like, let us know.
Yeah. And then do you also think that bad sex can mess up a good relationship? Yeah. So I think that's something that I'm actually gonna go ask a couple of people tonight, because man's needs to know. I'm sorry. But folks, until next time, please be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, share this podcast with your friends and your family. Maybe not your mom or dad, but hey, who knows? They might need this too.
You could make it a fun family event, but okay. I personally wouldn't do it, but you might.
Until next time, are you hungry?
Or are you horny?
All right, catch you next time. That's dope.